Psachim, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Hey. Nitma Bosor, V'achelev Kain. We're talking over here about the dinim, and we discussed in the previous Mishnah, a carbon Pesach that was brought bituma. So it's eaten bituma, because the same way the tuma is doicha, hakrovas karbonois, which normally can't be brought bituma, but the tuma is nitche, mipnei the tzarech to be maybe karbonois, bizmanam, any private carbon not, but a carbon tzibur, which has a zman kavur, so it has to be brought. We gave examples. By the carbon Pesach, it's not only about the akrov, it's about the achila, it's primarily about the achila, because the carbon Pesach is primarily la achila. So the Mishnah over here is going to say another example of that idea, and that is, let's say you have a carbon that's not brought to tumma. It was hokrav, b'tahara, it's fine. The problem is now, after the akrova, that a tome touched the basar, nitmo habasa, v'achelev kayim, the chelev of the carbon is kayim. That means like this. There's what's called, beloshen chazal, achilas odom and achilas mizbech. The carbon has achilas odom, that's the basa that's eaten, not by carbon oil, of course, which is kuloi ala mizbech, but the other carbonists, they're chalokim that are eaten, either to the kahanim or to anybody. So that's the achilas odom. There's the achilas mizbech, which is comprised of, for argument's sake, the Zrikas Hadam, even though the Zrikas Hadam is really part of the Hakrova, not part of the Achila, it also has a certain character. Chaim in the Biskirov's raid in Zvachim, it has a certain character of Achilas Mizbech, but primarily, the Chelev, the Haktoras Chalovim Ve'emurim that we'll put on the Mizbech, so we have the Bosa, we have the Chelev, Achilas Adam, Achilas Mizbech. Nitmo HaBosa, V'HaChelev Kayo, Eni Zrikas Hadam. You can't be zerik the dam. Why? Because if the basar is not kayom, the basar can't be eaten. Where a carbon was brought betoma, so it's eaten betoma, because the eating of the carbon pesach, so to speak, is the hakrava, like we said. But where the carbon was hukrav betahara, so you can't eat the carbon pesach betoma. It's a carbon that was brought betahara, not betoma. The toma was not nitcha. You don't have roiv of klai sol tamei. Bimikra, it happens to be a sheretz touched the basa. Tamei touched the basa. It became tamei, it can't be eaten. So then any zerik zadam. There is no zrika zadam. There's no ritzui on a carbon pesach where there's no basa to eat. The ikr of the carbon is the basa. Nitma chelav basa kayim. What happens if you have faked? You have the achilas mizbeach is intact. Vahabosar kayim. So you can't be mekayim the din of aktoros chalavim ve'emurim. That's okay. That's not ma'akev in the carbon. Only the tumas basar is mekayim. So over here, the halacha is zerikas adam. Says the Mishnah, the point that we just made, mukdoshim ein noikein. By a regular carbonus besides for carbon pesach, of course it's not that way. El afal pisha nitmo abosar v'achelev kayom, zerikas adam. If you have the chelev without the basa, that's fine. It's fine. There's a mitzvah of achilas karbonis, and there's a vadal lechatchil that the basa should be roi lakrova. But if it's not, it's not ma'akim in the karbon. And fashtetzach by kal v'choymer, if the basa is kayim and the chelev is nitma, then avada also zarek is hadom. What's interesting about the Mishnah, important, is that the Mishnah is meduyik, that one of them at least is kayim. The shaila is only which one has to be kayim. That's the difference between carbon pesach and mukdoshim, another carbonus. What happens if both of them are tomei? So there we have a machloikis between a bishu and a belezer. It's not brought over here in the Mishnah. It's in a brais over here in the sugya. It's a Mishnah actually in the third parak of Menachos, where Rabbi Yeshua has a new din. He learns it out from a pasuk, that the Zrikas Hadam, in order for the Zrikas Hadam effectively to be Miratza, to be Yotzi Dechoyves Korban, there has to be that the Zrikas Hadam is Miratza. Not only is it Miratza the Zrikas Hadam, but it also has to be Matir, some type of Achila. Either Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbech, but something. If the Bosor and the Chelev, the Aktoros Chalom Vemurim is Nitmo, it's not viable anymore. The basa, the achilas adam, is also nitma, not viable. Since there's no heter on any achila, the zrikas dam is not meratzah. He passes a carbon. Im ein basa, ein dam. What type of basa? You need either achilas adam or achilas mizbech. Some type of achila. The tzura of a carbon has to be that the carbon, the zrikas adam, there's davoides adam, which starts by shchita, shchita kabbalah elocha zrika. The zrika is meratza and it's matir la'achilo. Which type of achilo does it make a difference? Achilo sadam or achilo mizbeach, but something. So this Mishnah is meduik that you need one. So it's meduik like Rabbi Yeshua, not the for Elazar. Taisus makes the cheshmet to come out before Shem Gemara. Now, l'chayro, we could ask Akasha, which Taisus points out, that the Mishnah and Mishnah Dal sounds mamish not that way, because the Mishnah and Mishnah Dal sounds like you could have a krovas korban, a zrika's dam, on any oymish, de'al, lechem, lechem aponim, etc. The ones over there, by the way, they're not zrika's adam, because let's say korban oymer is the kmitza of the oymer that's put on the mizbech in place of the zrika's adam. That's the Mishnah Menachos. Either way, there's a zrika or a kmitza, haktaras hakmitza, which is not being matter anything, because the whole thing is tamid, there's no achila. A korban shtei alechem, let's say, that's brought betuma, it's brought betuma, but nothing is eaten, nothing goes on the mizbeach, and nothing is eaten by the kehanim. So isn't that seisa what we just said a second ago, that you need some type of heter achila? The answer to that lies in a concept that's called ritzui tzitz. Ritzui tzitz means in certain cases where the tahara status of a korban is compromised. Over here, the marshal, tum is dchuya bitzibur. We'll go with the lashon that tum dchuya, not tum hutra, without getting involved too much in what the ramifications there is. You need ritzui tzitz. Tzitz is meratza on tumah. The tzitz on the koyin could make okay certain situations. In that case, really, the pshan the Mishnah before is that the ritzui tzitz with tumah dchuya bitzibur would allow for the carbon to be eaten. The tumah would be hutra, there would be a haktara, except for the fact that midrabanan were not makdir. The Tosis makes the cheshbon over here. So the Mishnah and Mishnah Dalet is something where idei ritzui tzitz, there is haktara, and that's why you don't have the klal of imbein basar and dam. Mashenk in the Mishnah Bayos, Mishnah Hey, you have the klal of Rabbi Yeshua, that if there's no achila whatsoever, if there's nothing remaining after the zrika, you can't be zarek. You can be zarek to dam, it's not meratza. Okay, that's this Mishnah. Mishnah Vov. Nitmot kohol oy ruboy. Here we're back to a case that, of a korban that was brought betumah, like we had in Mishnah Dalet. We're talking about either ganz klal Yisrael, is nitma betumas meis, oy ruboy. By the way, we're talking about tumas meis. Other tumas sheretz, zov, and so on, do not have the din of tumah hutra tchuya betzibur. That din is specific for tumas meis. That's what the pasuk in Pesach Sheni is talking about. That tzibur does not bring Pesach Sheni, because we learn out in the pasuk over there, a tzibur which is nitma betumas meis brings Pesach Rishon. From there we learn out that tumah hutra betzibur. So nitma kohol, or rubai, it doesn't have to be the whole Klal Yisrael. The Yechidim are considered part of the kahal. The Shochtu Oysa called kahal adas Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is in a state of tumah. Therefore, the halacha is that you bring the carbon betumah. Oysha yo kahanim tmeim v'hakohol tahirim. Ye osa betumah. Here we have a case where Klal Yisrael is not in a state of tumah. As veton is chadish, that the same way you need the klal in a state of tahara, you need the oivdim, like kilu have their own framework, you need the kahal of kahanim to be makir of the korban in the state of tahara. Let's say the kahanim, they're all in the base of Migdash, and there was a tumas meis, and they're all tamei. Yeyosu b'tumah. That's also called the klal as tamei, the klal of the oivdim, of the kahanim. So then yeyosu b'tumah. Nitma miuta kol, however, if only a minority of the kol becomes tameh, so the kahal itself is tohor, hata'irin oisim es harishon, the klal Yisrael is in a state of tahara. And that's what the pasuk is talking about in Parshas Baal Oischa, that hatmein oisim es hasheni. Now, what's inherent in this Mishnah is a case of nitma ruboy, or nitma miut. Of course, the Gemara is medayik, what about mechza mechza? So sometimes you have these type of Mishnayos meduyik, and then the answer to that is that you can never be medayik exactly. You have something, it's cracked biruboy, let's say Mishnayos by Shviras Kelim. It's cracked biruboy, or it's cracked bimuta. No, what about half-half? Maybe it can never be half-half. Yef shalatzamtzim, there's such a discussion, that a natural phenomenon like a cracking of a kli, or how long a piece of wood is, can never be exactly half-half. But here with people, take a head count. There's this many people that should be part of the Korban Pesach. Half of them are Tomei, half of them are Tohar. It's hard to get an exact count, but let's say you can. So why doesn't the Mishnah point out such a case? So the Gemara that makes the Cheshvan, Maskona, comes out, Reb Kivega is mitzayner over here, that by Mechzel, Mechzel, you have a tremendous Chiddush. You can't consider the Kol Tmeim, and then even the minority, the Tahirim, would bring the Korban Betoma. You also can't consider the Kol Tahirim, and then the Miut is Nidcha, because it's half. Right? The Miut is the Pshat, their bottle. Klal Yisrael is in the state of Tahara. You can't say that, because half of Klal Yisrael is in the state of Tumah. So then you have no choice. You have to be Makriv. The Tahirim are their Kol, and the Tmeim are their Kol. The Tahirim are Makriv Barishim B'Tahara, and the Tmeim are Makriv B'Pesach Sheni B'Tumah. Chiddush, but that's what comes out in the Gemara. Point out one interesting thing that Tos Yomtiv brings from Tosfos. We had in the Mishnah, in a case where the Kahanim are Tmeim, they have their own dynamic, and if the Kahanim are Tmeim, then the Korban is brought Betumah. Tosfos points out, L'chayru, it would be possible for the Kahanim that are Tmeim to be Makiv the Korban, and the Korban should remain at a distance, they don't touch the Basar, and the Basar could be B'Tahara, the Korban is Tahar. So Tosfos says, Lemaisa, the Hakrovas Oimurim, by definition, part of the Korban is going to have to be Betumah. The Hakrovas Oimurim, even though that's not the Chelek HaMa'akiv, but since in the makeup of this Korban, Behechrach, it's going to have to be Betumah, that's called a Korban that's Huva Betumah, and then you can bring the whole thing. The Tumah is not relevant. You can bring the whole Korban Betumah. Kivek is just Mefalpel over here by Richus. You don't have to come on to the fact of the Haktoras Oimurim. It's in the Hakrova itself. In order for the Kahanim, even if they're Tahirim, and they could Shecht with a Sakin, and they could not touch the Basar, Lamaisa, they have to be standing in the Azara. Standing in the Azara for a Tomei is Chavi Krisus. Elamaid is going to have to be a Tumah Hutra Tchuya on the status of the Kahanim insofar as entering the Azara. If that's true, then that lives in the Hakrova. The Hakrova is Betumah. There's another Cheshbon also, when they touch the Sakin, so if they're Tmei Emes, so at best, the Sakin becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. If that's the case, then that the Sakin transmits Tumah to the Basar. So you're never really going to get away from the Basar. So there's a sub-discussion in Tosfos. It really comes from the Sugya and Chulin. They could Shecht standing outside of the Azara, but the Behem is in the Azara. The Shechit is done in the Azara. Could Shecht with a long knife that stretches in. And Memel, they don't have to be standing on the Azara. Or Legabe the Tumah Sasakin, which will transmit Tumah. I said, by the way, Rishon from Ava Tumah, remember that with the Sakin, you have an upgrade in Tumah Smeis, and then the Sakin transmits the Tumah Smeis in its entirety. So then the Basar will become a Rishon L'Tumah. You can get away from that also. You could say that they're Shechting with Pshute Kli 8, which don't transmit Tumah. They're not Mekavli Tumah. It's not a Sakin made out of metal. Pshute Kli 8 don't transmit Tumah. Shaila is the chayr klisharis. The shechita of a carbon has to be done with klisharis. So it does have to be done with a proper kli. Okay, so all these are factors that go into a discussion. Any way you slice it, something has to give over here, has to be done. Betuma. Memela, the carbon, is called a carbon betuma. And that means that the whole carbon is brought betuma for ganz klal Yisrael.